African Catholic leaders meeting in Kinshasa say that escalating violence in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo is causing a major humanitarian tragedy. Presidents of bishops' conferences and the heads of national Caritas organizations from 34 countries in Africa signed a statement condemning the fighting, which saw the city of Goma in eastern Congo fall to M23 rebels earlier this week. The director of Caritas Goma, Father Oswald Musoni, told Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges that tens of thousands of displaced people in camps are in desperate need of food, tents, blankets and other relief supplies, as many of the aid organizations previously helping them fled because of the fighting. He also said that the people of Goma fear a fresh round of fighting if government troops attempt to recapture the city.
Yes, there are many people who are still in the camps, and they are suffering because they need blankets, they need food, they need all non-food items. And as now it's a raining season, it's very, very difficult for them. That's why some organizations are trying to see how to assist them, but these organizations are few, and they run away because of the war. That's why these people are suffering. The chief of Caritas Goma with the CAFOD and the CRS went to have this evaluation of the situation, and the assessment they did shows that people are very, very suffering. They need food. Food is the first thing, and some non-food items like jerry cans and tent where they could stay, which is now needed for them.
Are people in Goma worried about what will occur, whether the rebels may go on and advance further on other parts of the country? Are they worried about what the future will bring?
People is worried because they are saying that maybe government soldiers could return to Goma. They don't know what could happen tomorrow or after tomorrow. They are afraid of some attacks which could come from government soldiers.